Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murali of the 18th of March 1971. The title is, In Order to Become Victorious, the Powers to Accumulate and Fight are Necessary. Today, Baba has especially been called for those who are in a bhakti. Baba is seeing what those who are in the bhakti have imbibed. Today, Baba is especially seeing the dharana of two things through their corporeal image. Baba is seeing to what extent each of you has imbibed two particular powers according to your capacity. What two powers is Baba seeing? One is the power to accumulate, and the other is the power to fight. The power to accumulate is very essential. So, you have to keep hidden in the intellect the dharana that you have been given in this pati, and by keeping this in the intellect, you will be able to fight anything. Therefore, both the powers of accumulating and overcoming are essential. Have you imbibed both these powers? If there is anything lacking in either of the two, you cannot be constantly victorious. To the extent that someone has the power to accumulate, accordingly he has the power to fight. You have come to this patti to imbibe both these powers. So, have you become the embodiment of power? What blessings have you received from the patti? On the path of bhakti, people give blessings. May you have children, may you be wealthy. But what main blessing did you receive from this patti? Did you just become a teacher or also a master bestower of blessings? One blessing you received was to constantly be full of power, and the second blessing was to always remain in the avyakt constant stage. Both these things are merged in these two aspects. You must attain both these blessings, become prosperous through them, and then return home to show your practical proof. Do not think that you are just returning to your home or to your own place, but you must think that you are going onto the stage of the world in order to put the blessings you have received into a practical form. What main aspects do actors pay attention to whilst they are on the stage? Attention and accuracy. They remember both these things. In the same way, when you are going to reveal Bab Dada by going to act on the stage, you must remember both these things. You must pay attention at every second to every thought, and you must be accurate. Otherwise, you will not be able to play the elevated part of revealing Bab Dada. So now, do you understand why you are going? You are going to play the part of revealing Bab Dada. You must go from here with this aim. Whatever actions you perform, first of all, check whether Bab Dada will be revealed through that action. Do not think that you must just reveal him through your words, but you must reveal Baba at every moment through every action. Reveal Baba in such a way that the words emerge from the lips of all souls, that each of you is practically like the Father. Your every action should become a mirror through which they can have a vision of the divine form and the spirituality of Bap Dada's virtues and task. But who will be able to become a mirror? Only those who do not surrender their thoughts, but also their body consciousness. Every action of those who have surrendered their body consciousness becomes a mirror. When you surrender something, that is no longer considered to be your own. So, by surrendering the consciousness of the body, that is, when you finish the consciousness of mine, all attachment also finishes. Have you surrendered to this extent? What are the signs of those who have surrendered in this way? Firstly, they are constantly yogic, and secondly, they are free from bondage. Those who are yogic will definitely be free from bondage. Being yogic means to be free from the bondage of attraction by the body. When you have become free from the bondage of your body, you automatically become free from all bondages. So, to surrender means to constantly be yogic and be free from all bondages. Always keep this sign with you. If someone still has bondages, he cannot be said to be yogic. The sign of those who are yogic is that their every thought and every action are yogic. Because they have imbibed all the yuktis that they have received, they will be yukti-yukt as well as yogyukt. Do you understand their signs? Through this, you can understand what stage you yourself have reached. And this is why you were told that you need to take back with you both the powers of accumulating and overcoming. What was the result that Baba saw? Did you receive a certificate? Firstly, you have to claim the certificate of keeping yourself satisfied, and secondly, that of satisfying everyone else, and thirdly, of surrendering yourself completely. To surrender does not mean that you come and sit down at Abu. So, you also have to claim the certificate of surrendering yourself. Fourthly, you also have to claim the certificate of accumulating all the yuktis of knowledge you have received. You must claim these four certificates from your teacher before you go. This group has 100 marks in some aspects. In which aspects? To be innocent in your effort, you have 100% marks. On the one hand, to be innocent in your effort can be carelessness, but it is also a special virtue. And the fact that all of you have the intense desire to bring about transformation in yourselves, and therefore, Bap Dada still has hope in this group. But when will you be able to fulfill this hope? When you constantly do everything with great humility. You are the quality of souls in which there is still hope. But if you imbibe the qualities you have been given, you will be able to give the practical proof. Do you understand? It is good to hear the music and the secret of knowledge, but what do you have to do now? You have to become Rasyukt, that is, the one who understands the secrets of everything. You have good yoga, but now you have to be yogyukt. You have the desire to become free from all bondages. But first of all, you have to break the bondage of body consciousness. Then you will automatically become free from all bondages. Do you understand? Now you have to try this. You have to become the image of the proof and also become worthy. Have you become powerful and prosperous? Each of you has made a promise to yourself. You will definitely accumulate power to fulfill the promise you have made. No matter how much you have to tolerate or how much opposition you have to face, you definitely have to fulfill your promise. Have you made such a promise? Even if the souls of the entire world collectively try to make you break your promise, you must not go back on your promise. But you will face them, become complete, and definitely show them. There is the memorial created of those who made such a promise, Achalghar. So, constantly remember that this is your memorial. You have to become that. This is easy, is it not? By remembering the physical signs, you will remember the intoxication and your target. You must definitely consider yourselves to be the special souls selected out of the entire world. To the extent that the soul is special, accordingly there is speciality in each action of that soul. You are special souls, are you not? You are no less. All Madhuban Nivasis have to show themselves in practice to be the special souls and glorify the name of this group. You have to keep the aim of speaking less and doing more. People will see this speciality in this group. When you go onto the stage, play such a part that everyone applauds you and also asks you for an encore. Do you understand? Your instrument teacher has been inviting your group again and again, and each of you has to become an example and show everyone. When someone performs good actions, that soul is remembered again and again. So, this group should also show such wonders. Acha Om Shanti.